day before Christmas, with things all a bustle, as Mama got set for the Christmas Eve tussle. Aunts, uncles, and cousins soon would be arriving, with stomachs all ready for Christmas Eve dining. While I sat alone with a feeling of dread, as visions of lutefisk danced in my head. The thought of the smell made my eyeballs start burning. The thought of the taste set my stomach to churning. For I'm one of those who good Swedes rebuff, a Scandinavian boy who can't stand the stuff. Each year, however, I played at the game to spare Mama and Papa the undying shame. I must bear up bravely. I can't take the risk of relatives knowing I hate lutefisk.
I don't want to hear
you. And out in the yard, I heard such a clatter. I zoomed up to see what was the matter. And there in the snow, all in a jumble, three of my uncles had taken a tumble.
Oh, my!
My aunts, as usual, gave them what for, and they were up and through the door. Then from out in the kitchen, an odor came stealing that fairly set my senses to reeling. The smell of lutefisk creeped down the hall and wilted the plant in the pot on the wall. The others reacted as though they were smitten, while the aroma laid low my small, helpless kitten. Uncle Oscar and Lars said,
"Oh, that's yummy."
And Kermit said,
"That's good for the tummy."
And then,
"Dinner time,"
said Mama, ringing a bell. They rushed to the table with a whoop and a yell. I lifted my eyes to heaven and sighed, and a rose on the wallpaper withered and died. With my legs full of lead, I found my chair and sat in silence with unseeing stare. Most of the food was already in place. There remained only to fill the lutefisk's space.
For sugar!
Then Mama came proudly with a bowl on a trivet. You would have thought the crown jewels were in it. Then Mama lifted the cover on that steaming dish, and I was face to face with that quivering fish.
Me first!
I heard Uncle Kermit call while I watched the paint peel off the wall. The plates were passed for Papa to fill, and I waited in agony between fever and chill. He would dip in the spoon and hold it up high. It oozed onto the plates. I thought I would die. Then came my plate, and to my fevered brain, there seemed to be enough lutefisk to derail a train. With butter and cream sauce, I tried to conceal it. I salted and peppered, but the smell would reveal it. I drummed up my courage. I tried to be bold, and Mama says,
"Take it before it gets cold."
I decided to face it. "Oof-daw," I sighed.
"Oof-daw, indeed,"
my stomach replied. Then I summoned that resolve for which us Vikings is known. My hand took the fork as with a mind of its own, and with reckless abandon that lutefisk I ate. Within 20 seconds, I cleaned up that plate. Uncle Kermit flashed me an ear-to-ear grin as butter and cream sauce dripped from his chin. Then to my great shock, he whispered in my ear,
"I'm sure glad that's over for another year."
It was then I learned a great and wonderful truth, that Swedes and Norwegians from old men to youth must each pay their dues to have the great joy of being known as a good Scandinavian boy.